This National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Clee, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
In WIA National News this week, WIA past president Phil Waite, VK2ASD, deputy national coordinator for VKFF, that's Mark, VK5MK, and what's shaping up as VK4's last hamfest for 2026, we'll hear from Gordon, VK4GZ. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia, and it's for week commencing Sunday, June 21, 2026. And I would think everybody remembers this date, the 21st, as it's World Giraffe Day. So listen out for W3G. And that's no tall story. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia, born to lead since 1910.
Hi, this is Phil, VK2ASD. If you attended the recent AGM and conference weekend in Albury, you might have noticed some new publicity brochures on the WIA stand. You would have seen two new brochures. The first one is a general publicity brochure about amateur radio. It's aimed at people whose family commitments have changed. Maybe their kids have grown up and left home, or maybe they are approaching retirement and looking for something new, interesting, and technically challenging. The second brochure is an information sheet promoting the WIA, Working for You, aimed at amateurs who are not yet WIA members. Copies of both brochures have been sent to all WIA-affiliated clubs over the past week. If your club's postal address is correct on the WIA website, you should receive your brochures shortly. If you don't receive them, please check your address details on the WIA website clubs page is correct, and let us know if it's not. We encourage clubs to distribute these brochures wherever there is a reasonable opportunity to promote amateur radio or WIA membership, such as club meetings, community events, field days, exhibitions, open days, and public activities. If your club is planning an event where there's an opportunity to promote amateur radio to the public, please contact Bruce at the WIA office to request additional brochures. Please also include details of the event. As these brochures are funded by WIA members, we ask that they be distributed in a targeted way where they are likely to be most effective. Bruce at the WIA office will forward your request to a director for approval. You will also notice that the brochures feature a new shortened WIA web address, www.wia.au. This website is under construction and may not be fully operational, but it will be soon. Space has been provided on the back of the amateur radio brochure for you to stamp or stick your club's information. We hope you find these brochures useful and effective. We welcome feedback from clubs regarding both the brochure design and their success in generating interest in amateur radio and WIA membership. This is Phil Waite, VK2ASD, for the WIA.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
First up, 4 years ago, IARU President Tim Ellum, Victor Echo 6 Sierra Hotel / Golf 4 Hotel Uniform Alpha, shared his thoughts on the changes and challenges to the amateur service and what the future held for amateur rodeo. On Saturday, the 10th of October 2026, Tim will return to the RSGB convention, and in his presentation, he'll touch on whether the future turned out as expected. Tim is currently serving his fourth term as IARU president. YASME Foundation Grants. The board of directors of the YASME Foundation has announced two grants, one to Ashwin Mandiri, 3 Bravo 8 Golf Lima, to replace defective hardware for the Reverse Beacon Network, RBN, in Mauritius, and one to the Korean Amateur Radio League in support of Youth on the Air, YOTA, activities. Motorola Solutions has announced it is to acquire counter-drone technology company Defend Solutions for a purchase price of $1.5 billion. Defend's technology is used by government, public safety and enterprise organizations across more than 30 countries. Defend Solution is designed to support operational continuity for authorized drones to perform their assigned tasks by isolating and safely removing rogue drones from the airspace. Rogue drones have transformed our skies into a landscape of unpredictable risk, where simple detection is no longer enough, said Greg Brown, chairman and CEO of Motorola Solutions. With Defend, drone threats are not just identified, their communications are overridden and redirected, safely bringing them to the ground, keeping people and communities safe. News from the world's largest ham radio event. 2026 ARRL Field Day is June 27 and 28. Region 2 amateurs are gearing up and getting ready for ARRL Field Day. The event will bring together more than 30,000 amateur radio operators for one of the most popular on-air events in the US and Canada. This year's Field Day theme is Amateur Radio, a National Resource. It provides the perfect opportunity for club radios to set up stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service. Many clubs choose to set up in camp-style fashion with portable equipment, temporary antennas, and off-grid power sources. Field Day is open to all amateurs in the areas covered by the ARRL RAC field organisations and countries within IARU Region 2, North and South America. DX stations residing in other regions may be contacted for credit, but we are not eligible to submit entries. Still in the USA, ITU Industries of Indiana, which earlier this year acquired the high-gain and Cushcraft antenna lines from MFJ Enterprises, has now added Ameritron and Mirage amplifiers to its inventory. ITU CEO Dave Carpenter had previously indicated there might be other MFJ brands acquired as the company completed renovation of a 15-acre site in Indiana. MFJ had stopped its on-site production for MFJ and its sister companies on 17th of May 2024 and included such well-known brands as Ameritron, High Gain, Cushcraft, Mirage and Vectronics. To New Zealand, a key gateway to the South Island, Port Nelson underpins New Zealand's economy, handling a diverse range of exports and imports. Within its warehouses, forklift operators are required to scan every pallet moved as part of critical inventory and logistics processes. However, the high-density block stacking storage used in the warehouses and the complex design of the broader port site had created persistent Wi-Fi dead spots and forced staff to change operating processes simply to maintain connectivity. Connectivity was becoming a real operational constraint for us, said Reagan Patterson, General Manager, Business Transformation at Port Nelson. No matter how much we tried to saturate our warehouses with Wi-Fi, we couldn't get constant performance. That impacted productivity, created frustration for our operators, and limited our ability to modernize how we work. Covering around 30,000 square meters across 3 warehouses, Spark's 5G Plus private network solution uses Ericsson Private 5G to provide a high availability core at Port Nelson that connects to small cell radios to provide reliable coverage inside the warehouses and across outdoor yard areas. The port has also deployed Ericsson Cradle Point ruggedized R1900 routers for forklift connectivity and tracking. The dual SIM capability of the routers enables switching between Spark's public and private 5G networks for when forklifts move outside the initial private 5G coverage areas. Unlike traditional Wi-Fi, private 5G delivers dedicated, secure, enterprise-grade connectivity with predictable performance and pervasive coverage across complex sites like the port, enabling staff to scan pallets in real time without interruption as they move throughout the sites. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wise 2026. VK Shire's Qantas log submissions need to be submitted by 0000 hours UTC today, the 21st of June. June 2021 VHF UHF Field Day. The All Asian DX Qantas Saturday the 20th ends on Sunday the 21st of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where Qantas are permitted, the exchange is signal report and your age. If over 100, make sure you read the rules. July 4 and 5 NZAAT Memorial Contest. July 11 and 12 IARU HF Championship. July 18 VK Trans Tasman Contest. July 25-26 RSGB IOTA Contest. August 15-16 RD Contest. August 29-30 Alara Contest. Now let's open the DX window to the world. DQ40 CNP is a special call sign in use between the 12th of June and 11th of July to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster, 26 April 1986. This activation also shines a light on a lesser-known piece of history. The GDR, East Germany radio amateurs who discreetly used their stations to share information and contribute to public health protection during the crisis. In Tanzania, CHAS, NK8O is on the air as 5H3DX until the 2nd of July, using CW FT8 and FT4. Listen for him on 46 meters. Pascal is on the wireless as CN2NQV from Morocco until the 11th of July. CN2NQV has been spotted recently on the 20, 17 and 15 meter bands using SSB. To mark the 90th anniversary of All India Radio, India's state-owned public radio broadcaster, AT90VANI, is active until August 16. SSB and FT8 on 20, 15, 12 and 10 meters. QSL via the Bureau. Special event wireless station GB8GOW will be active from Monday 22 June until Sunday 12 July to promote Glaucoma Awareness Week. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8, FT4 and SSB. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, ARDF. The radio sport of tracking transmitters with receivers and compasses. The 25th KARDF National Championship was held in Wanzhou on June 13th. The Central Radio Management Service of the Ministry of Science and ICT and the Korea Amateur Radio League announced that the 25th Korea Amateur Radio Direction Finding National Championship would be held in the Wanzhou area of North Jalar Province. First launched in 2000, the KRDF National Championship is held annually with the aim of advancing domestic amateur radio technology, promoting healthy hobby culture, and facilitating technical exchanges among enthusiasts. This year marked the 25th event. Participants were required to bring a receiver, compass, and writing utensils, although receivers were also rented out on site. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Computing Virtual Museum hosts every OS you haven't heard of. Okay, every operating system is a bit of a stretch. Windows Vista notably didn't make the cut, but Andrew's Virtual OS Museum has a good claim to being the most comprehensive archive of operating systems yet assembled. Andrew has a blog post describing the project as well as a YouTube video. But the real fun is in the downloading and spinning up one of the 570-plus operating systems for more than 250 platforms on pre-configured virtual machines that have been packaged up for us. This isn't just the usual retro computer nostalgia fest of Macintosh System and DOSBox. There's everything from IBM Big Iron and Vaxen to Texas Instrument graphing calculators, emulated in the museum, with software to run on them too. If you've ever wondered what you could do with the Manchester Baby, well, all known software for that machine is included with its operating system. Admission is free, but like any good museum, you will be waiting in line a while to get in, so expect the full 128GB download to take some time. If you're into computer history, though, it's going to be very much worth the wait. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. Now it's news again of the VKFF get-together.
G'day, this is Mark, VK5 Mike Kilo, the Deputy National Coordinator for VKFF, part of the WWFF program. This is a reminder to everyone that the VKFF National get-together will be held this year in Albury, New South Wales, from Friday the 30th of October until Sunday the 1st of November. Guest presenters will be talking about various facets of activating parks, as well as some specialist guest presenters. Whether you're a hardcore VKFF activator or hunter, or a newly minted amateur radio operator, this year's get-together has something for everyone. On the Sunday, experienced park activators will be available to take less experienced persons out into parks in the area to assist them with an activation. Walk-ups to the event will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2026 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Thanks for listening. This is Mark, VK5 Mike Kilo.
Thanks, Mark. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. NASA has announced the names of the four astronauts for next year's Artemis 3 mission, leading up to the planned 2028 moon landing. Of the four astronauts chosen is the Orion spacecraft's pilot, KF5-KDP, Luca Parmitano, an Italian astronaut from the European Space Agency. An antenna design, known as the Origami Antenna, is showing promise for data transmission from tiny CubeSats. The Origami Antenna increases to 25 times of its stored size on board the tiny satellite. Researchers at the Institute of Science Tokyo have found that the antenna not only supports transmissions at higher rates, but strengthens signals by focusing the transmissions into a narrow beam. Worldwide Special Interest Group's IOTA. IOTA number SA001, Easter Island. 3G0YM from Easter Island. IOTA number SA001 from the 20th through to the 27th of June. SSB and FT8 primarily on 40, 30 and 6 metres. IOTA number AN010, South Shetland Islands. Rafale is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the South Shetland Islands, AN010. He is working there until October, and in his spare time, he is operating as HF0PAS on the HF bands using CW and SSB. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Lowdown. Callsign SAQ will be on the air on VLF 17.2 kHz CW on July the 5th, 2026. the historic Alexanderson alternator, callsign SAQ, from the World Heritage Grahamton radio station in Sweden, will once again be placed on air on 17.2 kHz on July the 5th. Built in 1924 and now the only operational Alexanderson electromechanical alternator in the world, SAQ represents a living piece of radio history. Two scheduled transmissions are planned, with messages expected to be transmitted at 900 UTC and 1300 UTC following the traditional startup sequence. It's one of those rare occasions where amateurs can literally listen to technology from a century ago, still doing exactly what it was designed to do. The companion amateur station SK6SAQ will be active throughout July the 5th on several HF, CW and SSB frequencies, including 7.0172 MHz CW and 7.140 MHz single sideband. Test transmissions may also occur on the 2nd or 3rd of July ahead of the main event. A YouTube channel also exists, so make a note of it, available through alexander.n.se. Mills and Museums on the air. It's this weekend. No word on any VK activity into WIA National News, but Health Martello Radio Group actions are taking part in the International Museums Weekend annual event. Many museums from around the world will also be taking part, and they will be hoping to make radio contact with as many of them as possible. EI0MAR will be operating from Ye Old Hurdy Gurdy Museum of Vintage Radio in the Martello Tower overlooking Howth Harbour. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers. Here's Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Bruce. Yoders who enjoy technology will have a chance to explore the world of radio and wireless communication at the 2026 Kids Camp put on by the Museum of Radio and Technology. The camp, titled Radio Waves and Wireless Technology, will be held this week, 22 to 26 June. It is open to students ages 12 to 16. Participants will spend the week learning how radio waves make modern communication possible, from AM/FM radio and television to cell phone and Wi-Fi. Kids will take part in hands-on activities, including building a working crystal AM radio that operates without a power source. They can assemble a basic audio amplifier and learning Morse code by creating a practice oscillator used to send messages. This sounds really great. Hopefully a VK club picks up on this idea for Yoders. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD in Sydney.
Thanks, Alan. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. And with the latest, we hear from Gareth and Richard.
Hi, I'm Richard, VK2SKY. This morning, Weizen New South Wales continues its interstate operations, supporting Dementia Australia for another Memory Walk and Jog event, this time at Burswood Park in Perth. VK6 Weizen members will be on the scene using a portable repeater and handsets supplied by Weizen New South Wales. This is the last Memory Walk and Jog for the year, but these events will return in early 2027. Today is the third Sunday of the month when Weizen New South Wales has its regular HF check-in net. The net will be on or near the IARU Region 3 emergency operations frequency of 7110 kHz lower sideband, starting at 0730 UTC, or 5:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Net controller is VK2WIZ. The net is usually well attended, and we've had check-ins from VK2, 3, 4, and 7. Nobody from out west yet, but we live in hope. Feel free to call in. As well as HF, Weizen New South Wales has nets on VHF and UHF FM, VHF and UHF DMR, and P25 modes. Check the website for details. On social media, we post news on Facebook and X. You'll find links to all of these in the text edition of this news. Next time, I'll tell you about how Weizen and thousands of canoeists have helped bring about a recent scientific breakthrough in stem cell research. For Weizen New South Wales, I'm Richard, VK2SKY.
I'm Gareth, VK4GED, and I've been thinking more about Weissen. We may not have a statewide Weissen in Queensland, but we do have a VK4 Weissen net, and we've had it on HF every week for more than 40 years, thanks to the dedicated volunteers who have kept the net going. Just because it's been around for decades doesn't mean it's not contemporary. The VK4 Weissen net has kept up with the times by running Winlink digital messaging on HF and Telnet, giving you the choice of calling in or Winlinking it. So, when it's the third Sunday of the month, and yes, this weekend it is, then you are spoilt for choice. If you're a morning person, you can call or message in to VK4BWI. On SSB, that's on 7105 kHz lower sideband at 8:30 a.m. on the East Coast. And if you're an afternoon person, call into VK2WIZ on 7110 kHz at 5:30 p.m. The weekly morning and monthly afternoon Weissen nets are not time wasters. Stations from anywhere are invited to call with signal reports and any emergency or pertinent traffic. Relay stations will assist when propagation is less than perfect, so please energise a 40-metre antenna and make the effort to call. The weekly VK4 Weissen net has the aspirational goal of having a station call in from every council area in Queensland. And why is that important? I'll explain in my next WIA News segment. This is Gareth, VK4GED, with the VK4 MCOMS update. And you can find out more by searching online for VK4 space MCOMS.
And thanks to Gareth and Richard. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, software for hams. If you're one of the nearly 10,000 ham clock users, please be aware that the original ham clock back-end server will stop working sometime in June this year. To continue using ham clock after this date, and to keep receiving updates, you must switch to the HamClock backend server. To find out more about this, visit hamclockisnotdead.com. And with the recent announcement that ham.live would be going offline on June 30th, the N5 SAC Ham Club stepped up to keep the service alive. The club is currently running a beta instance of ham.live on a new server and is seeking the help of hams to beta test the new service. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
It's a date, and clubs are welcome, as always, to email, text, along with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. And earlier this month was Oxley Region's 50th annual field day at Warhope. Gerard, VK2IO, was named Fox Hunt Championship, with Riley, VK2KZV, runner-up. Andy, VK2UE, won the homebrew contest for his innovative 2-metre Fox Hunt transmitter. So congratulations to the organisers and volunteers, and thanks to all those who helped make the club's 50th field day such a memorable occasion. Now in VK3, Gippsland Gate Radio and Electronics Club Hamfest Sale, Longwarri Community Hall, 10 a.m. July 4. In VK5, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society's big annual buy and sell, Marion RSL Norfolk Road, 9:30 a.m. July 11. And the one I mentioned at the top of the bulletin, Sunshine Coast Sunfest 2026, to be held at 25 Peachester Road, Biewa. That's on Saturday, September 19.
This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sunfest 2026 is on its way. Same location as last year at 25 Peachester Road, Biewa, on Saturday, September 19th at the Biewa Community Hall. Here is your chance to grab a bargain, catch up with folks you haven't seen for a while for an off-air rag chew, or just enjoy the atmosphere. Tickets this year are the same cost as last year at just $5 for general entry and $10 for a trader's ticket that includes one general admission. We're also having some technical information sessions. There'll be raffles and door prizes with some great items on offer. We'll have a printed program of the day's events so you know when things are happening. There'll be bacon and egg rolls, beef and gravy rolls, tea, coffee and soft drinks for sale as well. There are some nearby shops, and it's only a short 500-metre walk from Biewa train station. You could even make it a full day by bringing the family and spending the afternoon at Australia Zoo. Open for trader entry from 8 a.m, while doors for general admission open strictly at 9:30 a.m. As we confirm traders, we'll list them on our webpage and have links to their webpages. This has been Gordon, VK4VP.
Thanks, Gordon, and thank you, one and all, for listening to this, your WIA National News Service. I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.